Episode 181, The Process Has Already Begun. Welcome to How to Glow, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm certified coach Kayla Levin, and I help married Jewish women go from surviving and overwhelmed to thriving and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way. Hello, ladies, and welcome back. I am so excited to be sharing this idea with you. I'm actually recording this like weeks and weeks in advance. We are super scheduled out from here through Pesach. And I just knew that I wanted to make sure to get in one coaching concept between now and then. And it hit me pretty early on. So by the time you hear this, I've been grooving with this idea for a little while, and I am so excited to be sharing it with you. I set a goal. I'm just going to give you the sort of the personal side of it and how it applies to you. So I set a goal for myself for this year to really focus on Seder in my home, joy in my home, how I'm creating my environment, really to just kind of transition. There's been a lot of years of just like a lot of excitement and enthusiasm about building my business. And I wanted this year to really just focus back my that same goal energy on my home and my family. So while the business is humming along, and of course I'm busy and I'm active in it all the time, that's my primary focus for this year. And one of the pieces of this was allowing myself to think about skills that I wanted to develop to get to a place where I felt like my home was more of a sort of sanctuary as opposed to a running visual to-do list. And I came across this course by Kendra Hennessy. She has a podcast called Mother Like a Boss. Of course, my podcasts have started to change. Like, I'm listening to less business, actually no business podcasts anymore. Not into the business building piece, much more focused on either home things or Torah podcasts. And she has a course. She's actually a former professional housekeeper. And she has a course where she breaks down literally like what kinds of things you use where. So this is not decluttering. This is not visual organizing. This is literally just how to clean what. And I've done different sort of things over the last couple months. And so I started this course. And at one point, she has you set up your own cleaning system. Okay. So bear with me. This is not about cleaning, I promise. She has you set up your own cleaning system. And one of the things she points out is you need to pay attention to your mindset, which of course I loved, right? As you're setting up the system, if you're thinking of a person who never does these things or things like that. And what I noticed about that when I checked in was that I was thinking like, okay, we're getting started. But then I realized that as I'm recording, this is, I think I purchased this yesterday, the day before. This is February. I set this intention. I would say I soft set this intention in Elul, and I really decided in the beginning of January, like all the New Year stuff in the air helped me like recommit to my Elul goals. And it was so interesting because in that moment, I realized I went from seeing this course as the beginning of a process of figuring out how to manage my home. And really, I'm presenting this to you as if this was like a long thing and I saw this in the context. But in that moment, I was not seeing this in context. I was seeing this as, I just bought this course. I'm just getting started. I'm just figuring out how to manage my home in a way that I want to. And then when I caught that thought and I realized that I've actually been in process really since I got married, right? But intentionally in process already for a solid month, if not longer. And as I'm setting these things up, I started to notice what things have I already started to do? Because even though I wasn't super intentional, it wasn't like I wasn't coaching myself on every day. It wasn't like on a sign on my whiteboard, anything like that. This was an awareness that I had planted a while back, and things have started to shift already. And I think this is really critical for us because so often when we start something, we think that's the beginning. So for instance, when somebody starts coaching with me or they join the How to Glow coaching community, they think that they're now starting to work on their marriage or they're now starting to work on their mindset. And it's not true because actually the decision to join was already like 10 steps down the line. She's a different person because she decided to join. Something has shifted for her. Something has changed for her that culminated in her signing up for coaching. And I think this is one of the most encouraging thoughts that we can think. There is so much growth happening for us under the surface. And when do we notice it? It's that day that you sign up for coaching. It's that day that you hire the personal trainer. It's that day that you apply for that job. That's when you notice the result of it. But so much has been going on right under the surface. It gave me a completely different attitude about thinking about this goal of mine. And it also gave me a lot of appreciation for my brain. It's like my brain is like busy in the background working on my goals. And then all of a sudden, the symptoms of my brain doing all that work is like popping up. By the way, as I'm recording this, I'm looking at like the audio waves. It's possible you can all hear my son playing Clapham in the background, which is an Israeli game where they like pound the floor and make cards flip. If so, I just invite you into my world, my living in Israel life. And if you can't hear it, then I just gave it to you there. So I just think this is, again, this is such an encouraging thing. Whatever the thing is that you are working on, I want you to stop and consider, how am I already so many steps down the line? It could be you've been working on, let's say, your weight, because that's such an easy example, and the scale hasn't budged. But I want you to ask yourself this question. How are you already in the game? How have you already worked on that? How has either your mindset has started to shift, or even, and possibly most importantly, your awareness? Maybe you're noticing what emotions are making you eat. Maybe you're noticing what time of day you're eating. Maybe you're noticing what kind of foods you wish you weren't eating. You're already in the game. You've already started the process. And just because there isn't that external validation, I don't have that external validation that every day when I go to bed, the living room is tidy and the kitchen sinks are empty. And right, I don't have that external validation yet that I can say, oh, look, but the truth is that's the end of the process. So we're looking, I'm actually just realizing this now as I'm saying this, which is totally blowing my mind. We're looking for signs that it's working, that we're in process, but the signs we're looking for are the signs that will confirm that it's finished, right? Once you've figured out how to lose weight, once that weight has started to go down, you've essentially finished the process of figuring it out. That's the end. You might want to stay there because maybe 2 pounds isn't all you're looking for, right? A big piece for me is that this has to come without stress and without losing sleep and just really from a place of like serenity and love and absolutely no guilt or blame. These are all built into my goal. So it won't be the point at which it's happened that I can say, oh, look, it's working, right? That's when I go, oh, look, I did it. And now I just need to maintain. So this is so cool to me, right? Are you looking for signs that you are in the growth process, or are you looking for signs that you have completed the process? Let's say it's applying for a job that's like is scary to you to apply for, right? It's not the day you apply. That's when you did it. But maybe you now have so much more awareness. Maybe you're thinking about your current job differently. Maybe you're starting to notice some skills. Maybe it's nothing except that desire and that excitement and that anticipation that one day this might happen and you're so excited, starting to bubble up a little bit more and more in your belly. That might be all that it is, but you see how that is so much more in process than when it's not even on your screen. So I hope this leaves you with as much excitement and encouragement as it left me. And I would love, as always, I love to hear from you. I'm no longer choosing to connect over Instagram or Facebook, but you can always email me, kayla@kaylalevin.com. Or if you are on the podcast broadcast, which you can get to by any of my emails. So I guess the email is really the first place to start with that. Or my website, you can get to the podcast broadcast there. You can always message me back. Just let me know, what is it that you're working on and how do you see yourself already in process? All right, get those goals, ladies. You are all amazing. The world needs you. And I know that that's a cliche, but I'm not kidding when I say that. We need what it is that you have to offer, even if it's not a TED Talk, right? Even if it's not the cure for cancer. It might just be your energy. It might just be your way of being in the world. It's really important. And so it's an honor for me to be here with you, coaching you here on the podcast. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Hey there, Kayla here. If you've been loving the podcast, I want to invite you into my monthly coaching program, How to Glow. We take all the work here and go much deeper into our expectations of our husbands, our understanding of our husbands, ourselves, by the way, our intimate lives. We even extend it out to anything else you want coaching on, your parenting, your finances, your health. Get ongoing support, live weekly coaching, and access to my best courses for only $49 a month. I would love to coach you inside. Registration is open now. Sign up at kaylalevin.com/coaching. Isn't this the best time to start?